No Google to search out a good movie. Here's our roundup of what movie critics are saying of new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is the sequel Princess Diaries 2, The Royal Engagement, in which American teen-turned-princess Anne Hathaway must marry within 30 days in order to become queen of the mythical European country Genovia.
Well, I'm very glad to see that my clumsiness hasn't affected your dancing. I'm sorry I stepped on your foot.
You can step on my foot anytime.
For adults, the main reason to catch Princess Diaries 2 is a brief song from Julie Andrews, the first since throat surgery damaged her voice in 1997. It made at least three hard-hearted movie critics I know moist-eyed, says the Philadelphia Inquirer's Carrie Rickey. As for the rest of the movie, the Boston Globe summarizes that the only things missing are a script, a pulse, and a reason why. Most critics blame director Gary Marshall. According to LA Weekly, he hauls us from one broad sight gag to the next like some prankster great uncle whom nobody in the family has the heart to put a stop to. Next, we have the limited release We Don't Live Here Anymore, an examination of marital infidelities in a small New England college town, starring Naomi Watts, 6 Feet Under's Peter Krause, Mark Ruffalo, and Laura Dern.
I am not going
fine,
anywhere.
Jack.
I have never wanted
to go anywhere.
You
know, if you're
I am not suffering.
If this is such
and I am
a disappointment.
Not... What are you really worried about, Terry?
Other husbands touch their wives.
Do you see Hank fondling Edith every second?
Hank doesn't love her.
We Don't Live Here Anymore is a heavy dose of marital angst, says New York Magazine. Even Ingmar Bergman might have blanched at it. But marital angst is catnip for critics, and they lap up the film's two tortured couples. The performances go to 11, says The Onion, and everyone has a different favourite. LA Weekly calls Peter Krause a paragon of seductive charisma, feeding on itself. The Village Voice thinks Naomi Watts projects a fragility that might be made of tempered steel. And the New York Times says Mark Ruffalo's rare willingness to appear weak allows him to portray a familiar variety of real, contemporary American man. Finally, we have the week's other wide release, Alien vs. Predator. It pits two legendary movie monsters against each other. But there's no sign of the stars of the original films, Sigourney Weaver and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get me out of here!
It's okay! I'm gonna find a way to get down to you, okay?
Alien vs. Predator wasn't shown to critics before opening last night, usually a sign the studio expects reviews to be scathing. But we found a few internet critics who saw early screenings. This is no Freddy vs. Jason, says Film Freak Central. It lacks energy, momentum, logic, tension, fear, and a readable script. For Horror.com, the problem is simple. The deaths are mostly bloodless. And even the creature effects are strictly run-of-the-mill, according to the site One Guy's Opinion. Kramer vs. Kramer was more terrifying.
Ben Williams writes summary judgment for Slate.